Okay. Penis.
It's official. Yep. This is the Winter House Gaming Podcast number 40.
I'm sorry.
The official one.
I'm sorry to those of you who tuned in last week because
ultimately this is what happens when we try to do podcasts at night because Dave just gets belligerently tired.
Yes. But we pumped him full of Red Bulls and energy drinks and other bodily fluids.
Okay, so if you've seen anybody get belligerently drunk in your life, it is the equivalent to that, but I'm not drunk. I'm just laughing and I can't stop. So belligerently laughing.
Yeah.
He doesn't give you nearly as much over the pants hand stuff when he's drunk. So
suffice
it to say, last Friday was a real bummer.
Right.
A real bummer fest.
Yeah. I mean,
we also had Dylan with us and he was just,
he was Dylan.
He's video game illiterate. He's video game illiterate. So
all right.
Yeah.
We'll just get right into it, I guess.
Yeah.
We got so much fucking news. Loaded. We're just going to fuck each other. I mean, talk about video games. And that's how it's going to be.
I think that's illegal on live TV.
Wait, from the last time I knew, those were the same exact thing?
Yeah.
That's.
Might as well just start it off with a bang. Since Fortnite for iOS launched, Fortnite Pornhub searches are up 839%.
It's true.
Wait. Is this
Fortnite Pornhub searches?
Wait a second. Let me go to Pornhub just to.
I'm sorry. I'm just going
to
stop this recording right quick.
Ready?
And
shh. Enhance. Shh. Enhance. Enhance.
Why? Why is
that's
that?
Kelly fapping.
That's the fapalicious fapping. Yep. So it doesn't really surprise me because people are disgusting.
Me, but why is that? How do you find Fortnite sexy?
How do you not find Fortnite sexy? There's forts, there's knights, there's other stuff too, I'm sure. Personally, I would know. I played the game for about half an hour and promptly deleted that shit.
I found no part of Fortnite sexy or arousing.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what's happening.
It takes like a special breed of person to really kind of.
I would like to know.
Yep. Yeah,
so there's a possibility I will check it out strictly for research purposes.
Hey, okay. We checked out the fucking porn of that other game, Overwatch.
Overwatch, yeah, the Mercy.
Yeah.
The Mercy porn. Oh, wait,
Mercy
which
Tracer.
One was it? Mercy or
both.
What's the other one?
One was getting gangbanged by the other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of gaping.
We had to know after we heard about it, so.
All right, listen, we wade through all the crap, so you don't have to.
That's
right.
True. Yeah,
the
so if you
want to
hear... If you want to hear what our top searches are, just you know,
they're
just
very
ask us.
In line with Pornhub's top searches.
It really is, yeah.
If Pornhub doesn't come up in a podcast, you know something is wrong.
Yep,
severely wrong.
Send help. Call the cop.
So
send a SWAT team.
Yeah. Kelly has a big list of things that he wants to talk about.
Yeah, actually,
that we didn't cover last week.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Hey, who here likes StarCraft or anything to do with StarCraft?
I
like StarCraft.
I used to be way into it.
Yeah, dude,
okay,
no,
way,
StarCraft's
way,
dope.
Way
so,
into it.
You guys might find this somewhat amusing. So apparently a professional StarCraft player, he was an esports competitor, like pretty big up there. He was arrested after...
From?
Take one guess. Actually, two guesses.
California.
Guess. Nope.
Is he from Korea?
Japan.
Bingo.
Yep. Oh, wow. Good
those
job.
Korean... No, well, I mean, StarCraft in Korea is almost a cliche.
Well, I mentioned it, too.
I didn't really know that, though.
So.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I guess I kind of could have thought
of follow,
that.
Like, I mean, if you were ever really into StarCraft, that's not information that you should know. You just kind of
you
know
kind of pick up on
and
it.
And you don't
right.
really know why you know it.
Okay.
So.
It's
I guess
you start noticing there are a lot of Asians playing StarCraft, and you're like, wow, this is really, really big over there.
Yeah. They've got the yellow fever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This just turned completely different.
Offensive.
Yes.
Kind of like when I dub Persona. It gets very offensive.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Anyways, he was arrested for match fixing. He accepted a $5,000 bribe to lose a match.
That's it, though?
Well, that's still quite a bit.
I know, what is that like?
Yeah, but what was the
like,
okay? So hold on.
$3.
How much was it to win the match?
I'm not quite sure. They didn't state that in the article.
So 5,000 must have been lower than what it was to win the match.
Yes.
I know. I was going to lose a match and put myself, like, expose myself to that much risk, I would have done it for way more than $5,000.
But the fact that blows my mind.
No, I completely agree.
He was arrested for it.
Yeah, dude, pound it.
Arrested?
He was arrested.
Okay, so
apparently
he was.
Korea takes StarCraft very
seriously. Yes. Okay, so if people cheat in a game or fix a game or anything like that, should they be, I mean, arrested because are they breaking laws enough to be arrested?
I think so.
And are those laws
they
just in the TOS?
They should be forced to compete in Call of Duty.
They should be in like a real life Call of Duty?
No, yeah. Just any Call
of Duty. Just any Call of Duty.
They have to do a match of Call of Duty, professional like esports level. And
that's,
then
what if we'd rather go to jail.
Wait, what if we got what if we got to a point where we, like, you know how we go to like FAQ, you know, game facts, all that stuff, and we get cheats?
Yeah.
What if we could actually go to jail for doing that? Oh. I feel like that's what's happening.
Tony and I would be in jail for fucking the stuff that we do for Persona then.
Oh yeah, dude. Are we connected?
We will talk about that. Tonight. We will talk more about that then.
Yeah. Put a little feather in your hat.
Yeah.
Put a pin in it and sit in it.
Put that thought in your head and then sit on it.
Okay,
just
so
sit on it.
We would be remiss if we didn't talk about Ninja and Drake playing fucking Fortnite game.
First of all, not a big fan of Drake.
Yeah, not a big fan of Ninjas.
First of all,
he's a nice dude. I don't know if you've ever like seen his streams. There's a reason why people watch him.
I like Snoop Dogg.
He's a pretty chill. He's a pretty chill dude.
Yeah.
He's a very
That's
chill.
That's a reason why most people good, watch any streamers.
Yeah.
And he's a really good that's not correct. Some people watch streamers because they're like assholes like Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah.
Or some people watch it because of boobs. But realistically, you know, he's a really good role model for
younger
anyone
kids.
For younger kids. Yeah, unlike that Logan Paul.
I was just about to say, what's his, him and his brother, Drake and Logan Paul.
Jake Paul?
I thought it was
Drake. John Paul?
John Paul.
Jean-Claude Van Paul?
John Paul Jones.
John Paul Logan Jones.
John Petrucci?
Petrucci?
John Petrucci, Logan and Jake Paul have now started streaming Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
Big surprise.
Nobody gives a shit.
Well,
it's going badly.
It is, because people are going on there and basically blasting his site.
Yeah.
And then...
I mean, good. I mean...
He literally got 300,000 or 400,000... I don't even know what they're up to right now, but it was hundreds of thousands of people have been going on and following that page without him even doing anything.
And
it's
look
unreal.
At us providing high-quality material.
That's what I'm saying.
Entertainment.
And just
infotainment.
Life passes us by.
It's just going to be loud for a sec, but give me just a sec. I'm going to like turn it down immediately. Bam. Did it before it got loud.
Oh my.
Wow.
What did you do?
Well, what I'm doing right now is I'm going to go on and see exactly how many followers they have.
I think it was like 600,000 views they had on that one stream.
Well, they...
Oh, Drake. Yeah, Drake and Ninja.
Yeah.
Drake and Ninja.
600,000 views.
Well, these are two different things that we're really kind of talking about, but...
Logan
Paul thing, he's up to 346,400.
I honestly, like, why? How?
Well,
just when?
For the record, it's a lot of harassment.
Just, where?
It's a lot of harassment.
You know? I mean, which reminds me, Kelly, can you get me tickets to the Who?
I will try.
I see what you did there. But yes, okay, back to Ninja.
Yeah.
600,000, they went over 500,000, like, active viewers, and that's a lot.
Why did you put that on?
Because I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Kelly, what else you got?
All right.
Had to ask you when you were taking a drink.
Yeah.
I didn't even see you do that.
Now that I'm done taking a drink slamming that and ultimately probably clipping the mics.
That's all right.
Mic check.
A lot of things get done here. That's just another thing that happened.
That's very true.
A lot of things happen every day.
You know how big the modding community within Fallout is?
Yep.
Yes,
so recently, a modding team developing a mod to recreate Fallout 3 in Fallout 4's engine has been shut down by Bethesda.
Why did they do that? So there was a private developer that wanted to make a great game
even
greater.
Yep.
Yes.
And Bethesda can't have that.
Ultimately,
well, I mean, they don't like
it because it interferes with their plan to release Skyrim for Fallout 4.
Yes.
Well, I mean, are they going to make another Skyrim? They are, right?
Because that's the next logical step. Because they came out with Skyrim for the Switch, and now they're going to come out with Skyrim for Tamagotchi, and then Skyrim for Fallout 4, and then Skyrim for the Rock.
Yes.
It's going to have Dwayne Johnson in it.
It's going to have Dwayne.
No charges have been pressed on
Skyrim
007. They were basically just like, yeah, you don't really own these rights, so we're just going to have to shut you down.
They're not wrong.
Not wrong, but they're not right.
Hey, guys, shut it down.
But here's the thing.
We'll be doing that at random times throughout the stream.
So the weird thing is, like, some developers don't really mind people manipulating their stuff.
Yep.
Like, for instance, Just Cause 3. They did not make... No, Just Cause 2. I think it was Just Cause 2. They didn't make a multiplayer on that. People really wanted multiplayer.
Yeah,
so this developer, or this whoever they are, software...
Modder,
whatever. Unknown hero. Well, they know now.
No.
They made a multiplayer, and it was fantastic, and people loved it, and you could cause mayhem and disarray.
I bought that game on Steam, and it came bundled with the multiplayer mod.
It does, yeah. They must have, like, bought it or something, and
they
just said,
they must have made it official.
The developers of the game were probably just like, yeah, this is awesome.
Fuck yeah, it's work. We don't have to do.
Shut up and take my money!
But no. Shut it down!
No, but seriously. That would be the fucking best game with multiplayer, but let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's digress.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have heard this. Have you guys heard of a game called A Way Out?
Yes.
A little bit, yes. Okay.
Very little about it, and apparently it's just a great co-op game.
Yes, it's a couch co-op. It's a couch co-op.
Because nobody does that anymore. Yep. Like, yesterday, Dave and I streamed Perfect Dark.
Dude.
For the XBLA re-release. And it was a blast. Even though, you know, we failed that mission fucking 800 times.
Oh my god, yeah, we did.
It was so amazing, though. Because we kept forgetting to, you know, complete literally the first objective.
Yeah, but are we okay that this game is from EA?
Perfect Dark?
No, A Way Out.
The Way Out? Or A Way Out?
No, it's literally from EA. Yeah. So what the hell, are they going to do? They're just going to fucking microtransaction the shit out of it.
Yeah.
First of all, 1, 2, 3. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Everyone say hi to Jeremy.
We just did.
Okay,
this
so.
This is everybody.
One thing I like about this actual game, just from looking at a couple pictures, is they're actually playing Connect 4 in one of the pictures.
Really?
And I love that. Okay.
That's great.
So you pretty much sold me on that, EA. So good job. Good for you.
So basically, in this game, you can't complete the game without the help of the other player.
That's great.
Yeah, it's kind of
cool. I would hope that, like, if you don't have any friends, that you could actually just, like, jump online and find somebody to play.
I mean, I would hope so.
Just FYI, I'm already claiming the guy with the massive sideburns.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of got the greaser look.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has a greaser look.
Tunnel snakes rule.
Tunnel snakes. Boop. And there's a really awesome picture of them going down Whitewater Rapids.
Yeah, actually.
Whitewater Rapids, and it looks fantastic. So
there's that off-roading scene that I saw, too, in the previews.
Yeah, so a lot of it.
Cool.
Wasn't that a movie? No, that was Get Out.
Get Out, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or Get Hard.
Get Hard, yes.
There's also a picture of them playing Pong in some of these pictures I'm looking at, and it looks so freaking cool. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Good job, EA.
Okay.
Good job.
Also, Sea of Thieves just came out.
Yes.
Yes.
And I know you wanted it.
I've been playing
the beta for quite some time.
I played the beta for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, what I'm going to do when I get back from vacation, if you go on to the gold, what is it called?
Gold.
You know when they have like a bunch of games you buy
pass.
For like, yeah, Game Pass.
Of the Game Pass.
Game Pass.
Yeah.
It's actually on there.
Yeah.
You could, you know,
you get all of the Xbox exclusives.
Congratulations.
With Game
Pass. Everybody now has one reason to get the Game Pass.
Right.
I have two. Super Lucky's Tale.
Super Lucky's
Tale. I've been wanting to play it, but like I said, when I get back, I'm going to do the 14-day free trial so I can play Sea of Thieves and I can play Super Lucky's Tale and try it before I buy it.
Yep. Yeah.
It's and then after that, I'm going to be like, nope, no more Game Pass. You don't have enough games that make any sense to be for me to buy it.
Yeah. Right. And that's why we're part of PlayStation.
My heart rates
Well,
for
PlayStation
you,
Now is $20 a month. And I'll tell you what, if I had the extra cash, I would be doing it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Right.
But my heart breaks for you, Dave. Because you're not even going to be here when Far Cry 5 comes out.
Okay. So I do have... it's going to be hard. Yeah. It's going to be hard. Like, yeah. I'm going to cry.
I will be sending you moment-to-moment updates and pictures.
I'm going to fucking stab you if you do that to me.
I'm going to just play Dave's copy.
Yeah, you can go get it. You want to go get it for me?
Hey, sure. You can play it with me the day that it comes out.
I think I'll need
out.
A copy of the receipt.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
If my whole computer situation works out, we can stream it together.
Oh, yeah, we can.
So, that's why I kind of, I felt bad. It was actually kind of funny because I felt bad. I was like, Carrie, what time are we coming back from vacation? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know, like Friday. I'm like, okay, so we can be back by Friday night. I would like to be back by Friday night and have two full days for it straight. Well, she's like, I'm not hurrying back from vacation for a video game. And I'm like, I don't expect you to, but
I'm just spending like 5 days with you. So,
dude, I'm like,
make it happen somehow.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to go on vacation. No, I need it.
You need it. Yeah.
Most
yeah,
of all, man. I need a vacation from work. Yeah. You know, because
that's what I need.
I'm so exhausted. Bad. And it becomes, you know, if I don't have a vacation from work, you start like really kind of getting upset with work. So
yeah, right.
I want that to stop before it starts or gets worse. Go ahead. Digressing.
Kelly, go.
Hey, you're up next. I know you're going to be excited about this.
I'm already excited.
So, Splinter Cell, there's rumors that there's another Splinter Cell game in development.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I'm so
another
excited.
Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell is my jam.
There's rumors that something could be announced at E3.
I mean, E3.
Shut it down.
E3.
Dab it out.
No, you don't want to shut that down.
No, you
want
don't.
That?
No, we want that.
No, but listen, I think that that's a really good idea to keep going on a game that has succeeded as long as it has.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen a new Splinter Cell game in
years.
I've heard close to zero bad things about all Splinter Cell games.
It's great. I mean, it's got the story. It's got the the stealth.
It's got
action.
Love. It's got sex. It's got friendship.
yeah. Yep,
it's
exactly.
I've never played it.
Drugs.
No, it's great. I mean, if it's the stealth that people who didn't like Metal Gear Solid got, it's a much more up close, third person, like kind of experience that kind of puts you right in it.
Right.
You know,
like deep inside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just very deep. All about it. It got strange with it. Erotic.
Wait, is.
Showed a little bit of foreskin.
Somewhat homoerotic at times.
Trigger words.
Trigger words.
We just used all of them. No, but seriously. the
dynamic.
I always thought that Splinter Cell, like, you know the old Escape from LA games?
Yes.
No.
I don't know why, like Snake Bliskin and all that. Yeah. I always thought that that was kind of a runoff from Splinter Cell. For some reason, I don't know why.
Metal Gear Solid reference Escape from New York.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not that far off by combining the two into something,
when
whatever.
Snake introduced himself as Iroquois Plissken.
Iroquois Plissken.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I did not know
get
that.
Get it? Solid Snake, Iroquois Plissken, Snake Plissken.
No, I get it. I get it.
You get it because of the names and the references.
Because of the things that you put together.
My mind is blown.
Names. Yeah.
Hey, look, Dave. Okay.
I think I completely understand you now.
Yeah. All right, so a little kind of exciting bit of news in terms of like hardware is that they're coming out with a new controller adapter that's going to basically allow you to use any controller for any system, but it's for PC, Switch, Xbox, and... Did I say PlayStation?
See, the funny thing is, I think something like that has already been out.
You know, I was just about to say, I've used a lot of them, and a lot of, like, almost every single one has something bad with it in terms of, like, it's got lag issues, or not all the buttons work, or, like, they're not context, like, they're not pressure sensitive. So like you can't do half the things that you need to do. And it was always just like faulty in some way or another. And it's like the control, like the adapters work 75%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But apparently this one is just completely fully featured. I'm bringing it up right now unless you already have it up.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
I was looking up honey.
You were looking up honey?
No, I just looked on here and saw honey. I just wanted to say that. So as long as it works flawlessly, I actually think a buddy of mine actually has one that he uses for his PC that allows his Xbox. No. He did. He has one that kind of like that, and he plugs it into his PS4, I believe, and uses his Xbox One controller.
Really?
Which is very weird.
That is
it's a very weird concept. Oh, and yeah, I'm not going to lie. If I had that, I'd probably use a Xbox One controller.
Yeah.
The battery lasts longer, and it's just a better feel. Comfy.
It contours a little bit better.
It's comfy. It
feels less like you're holding two, like, dildos. And don't get me wrong, I love the games on PlayStation so much more, but that's always kind of how I feel when I'm holding a PlayStation 4 controller.
Just dildos.
Like when you're holding the handle, they kind of feel like big, you know.
And is that because you always randomly have dildos
in
your hands?
I try to jam them in my mouth, and I can't play the game.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sitting here, you know, trying to fit his PlayStation 4 controller.
He's like, I've done the shake weight thing. I know how this stuff is supposed to work.
Why can't I fit this? It just doesn't work.
All right, I shook it. Now do I wait or what?
Shake and wait.
apparently, this accessory is by the company, I don't know if I'm saying it right, 8-Bit-Do? 8-Bit-Do?
8-Bit-Do?
How do you pronounce that? 8-Bit. 8-Bit-Do.
8-Bit-O.
8-Bit-O. 8-Bit-O. Anyway, and not only does it work for all those devices, it works for Android, TV hardware, and Raspberry Pi, so you can use it for retro games as well.
That's so weird.
Zero latency. Zero.
Zero.
You know, as close to zero as you can get, because, I mean, getting zero
latency. Right, 99.9994. Like, yeah. No, I got you.
But I mean, wired, $20 on Amazon right now.
Wired controllers.
So what the fuck are you waiting for?
Latency.
I mean, one of these days I might buy it, but
yeah, you might. Mm. You might not.
Well, I need to save up for a new computer, so I'm going to try to my best to do that. I think what I'm going to do is take all my overtime and just see if I can save it.
Yeah.
I'm not good at saving.
You want to hear something weird?
I like spending.
You want to hear a weird fact?
Yeah.
Weird statistic. More people have purchased a Switch in its first year of release than any other console in history. It's just seems odd.
Has it? I agree with you. It seems very odd because there's not really that much on there besides. I mean, don't get me wrong. Breath of the Wild, Mario, Skyrim.
Metroid.
They're getting it's quick. But it just
Super Smash soon.
It's new Kirby, apparently. New Kirby. From what I hear, is amazing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know. Your girlfriend hasn't brought it over yet.
I know.
What the fuck, lady?
Jesus.
Patience can bring it over.
Oh, she got it too.
Yeah.
Why don't you keep rubbing it in, asshole?
Yeah,
I know.
Our ladies are awesome.
Yeah.
Tell your girl to get on our level.
She needs to.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
For real.
I'll go in there and slap her.
I'm gonna punch her right in the tit. But no, seriously.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You just do me a favor.
Yeah.
And shut it down.
Just shut it down. Shut it down.
This could be a new thing.
It's done.
Hashtag shut it down.
I got something that I want you to do right now, Tony. So go look up the trailer for Mario Tennis and see if you notice anything strange about any part of Luigi.
He's got a bulge.
He's got a camel.
You didn't even have to tell me.
Okay.
That's kind of a. I mean, it's not older news, but it's older news.
He's got a bulge.
But apparently, recently, out of like any time, people have been freaking out over that.
I mean, yeah, they have been for a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
But really, I mean, whatever. I mean, he's a dude.
Yeah.
Dudes have boners. I mean,
Mario Tennis.
He looks like he's packing more heat than I am. That fucking asshole plumber.
Right, man.
But who knows? He's maybe
some fucking super tight overalls.
Maybe plumbers are just well endowed.
Although, you know what the funny thing is, though? Not about well endowed plumbers. I don't really know much about that. What do I look like? Eric?
Eric, please tell us about well endowed. You know what? Don't tell us about that. Okay, go ahead.
Actually, Eric Show was us. Actually telling me that the Switch, kind of under my radar, or most people's radar, has kind of become like an indie game haven.
Yes. There are a lot of indie games.
Yeah.
My problem is they're twice as much as they are on PS4 and Xbox One. So I do not purchase
Nintendo.
Them. Right. I'm probably only going to get AAA titles on the Switch.
Yeah.
I don't think I would buy an indie.
Do it.
They're just overpriced. Like, for instance, I went on and looked at Mario, the first Mario. Okay, they have it on there.
Yeah.
And it was like $20.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Come on.
Now it's $8. Okay. $8 is fine.
Yeah.
I get it. That's a pretty fine price point for just for such a wonderful game. $20?
Nope.
No. No. I'm not going to pay $20 for that game ever again.
We're going to go ahead and shut that down.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that'll literally... That was a lazy one. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me redeem myself. Goddamn. Okay, so anyway, I just wouldn't pay $20 for something like that. If it's not even remastered. They should remaster it in like 3D. Wouldn't that be what would that look like?
Who wants to see me deep throat this bottle?
Mario Odyssey is what it would look like.
What is happening over here?
Porn.
So, if everybody's listening to the podcast,
the prawns.
If you really want
to
see,
if everybody's listening to the podcast, let's take it to the board.
Who's everyone?
Show me viewers.
That's zero.
Okay. How are all you guys doing today? Oh, wait a second.
Yeah. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
It's just my mom, is what it is.
So, Luminous, the old, I want to say PSP game. I think that's what it originally came out on.
Have you ever played, this is relevant to this.
BMX Triple X.
Q-Bert?
Yes.
Okay, Luminous reminds me of Q-Bert.
Okay. It's kind of like Tetris meets Q-Bert.
You go into like these rooms.
That's like the light game with the light squares, right?
Which one?
Luminous? Yeah.
No, you're, okay, hold on. Let me pull this up real quick.
He's going to educate you.
He's going to learn me something.
Yep, he's going to learn you real good.
That's okay.
I mean, hold on.
Okay, while he's looking that up.
Yeah, say something.
Another game called Hyper Light Drifter. Never heard of it.
I have not heard of that.
Coming out for Switch. And apparently people care.
Apparently people care.
1 million people have played Sea of Thieves.
Already.
A good friend of mine that I've actually just kind of recently connected with told me that he's been playing Sea of Thieves, and he said that it's really fun, and he's been like chasing down other players for like half an hour and like just kind of like fucking with them, and like he sinks their ship and then like gets all the treasure and moves on. And then he said that's fun maybe like twice, and then I was over it.
Right. Okay, so first of all, Luminous is the color game, and it does remind me of Q-Bert for some weird reason because of the squares.
Yep.
Well, anyway, I don't think people should be super excited about that.
Nah.
But to each their own. Sea of Thieves. You can't... It's just like a lot of other games. It really isn't much to do. Yeah. There really isn't.
There's like a few things to do.
Yeah. I mean, you can have battles.
Another in-depth analysis from Dave.
You're an asshole.
It's just like a friggin' game, you know? And
you friggin' play.
You know?
And boom goes the dynamite.
Friggin' guy.
But, I mean, you go on, you find islands, which are small. They're really small islands.
Like
you
tits.
Have a map. You have a map.
How small are
I'm
they?
Trying to explain it. Okay.
All right.
Maps.
Map. They don't love you like
everybody's
I love
got a map
you.
And such as. And you go to an island. You find the treasure. God. There's skeletons. You kill them. You go back to your ship. There's not a lot to do. It's really not a lot to do.
Yeah.
It's fun, though, but it's another one of those games that would only be fun with a lot of people playing. It's
mindless fun.
It's mindless.
Mindless.
It's mindless.
Okay. I got an invite code for Fortnite Mobile.
Yes, I heard about that.
Did not know it was for iOS only.
Yeah.
So.
Did you redeem it?
I did redeem it. So I don't know if you can use it somehow.
You'd have to log into your account.
Why the fuck would I want to play Fortnite Mobile?
Why wouldn't you?
I will tell you one thing right now. PUBG Mobile runs way better on a phone than it does on the Xbox.
On the supposedly optimized for fucking Xbox One X.
Dude, it runs way better. It's free. It looks great.
Really?
It's free? It looks fantastic.
I'm going to have to try it.
I have it on my phone downloaded already. After this, try it.
Yeah.
Someone has to do is have a cable, go right into a TV, Bluetooth controller, bam. You have a Switch.
Wow.
Same concept, right?
Yeah. I don't like the game, but Modern Warfare 2 Remastered is rumored to have axed the multiplayer mode.
Oh, man.
Okay? It's rumored that the Modern Warfare 2 Remaster is going to only include the single-player mode.
Wait,
which
wasn't
I will
that
tell
the
you
game?
Is a big deal because me, Tony, right? Modern Warfare 2 is the only Call of Duty game I have ever bought, and I loved the multiplayer in it.
Isn't that the mode that made the game what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing?
I don't know.
I'm so scared.
Help me.
You know, they shouldn't do that.
No.
That's just like finding out that...
That's lazy.
That's just like finding out that Overwatch isn't local.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting rid of split screen. I mean, I knew that there was going to come a time, but I didn't think I'd see it in my lifetime.
I know. Really? I mean, really?
No.
You didn't think you were going to see it in your lifetime?
Activision,
you're like
who
a fucking 100,
Call
dude.
Duty?
I'm 33.
Why'd you have to say that?
Is that too old to be on here?
Yes, actually.
Should I have...
You're scaring the children.
There's an age limit.
Should I have kids and a white picket fence already? And a dog named Bud?
Ralph.
Also.
Yeah,
I don't know what the article was about because I frankly didn't read it, but I read the article title that says, "Can Microsoft disrupt the cloud-based gaming industry?" And the only thing that I can think of was, the only thing that Microsoft disrupts is my enjoyment of video games.
Right.
It's me having a good time.
Oh my god.
So...
I feel like I lost you coming on.
Yeah,
probably.
Between Blizzard, EA, Microsoft.
We're making a lot of enemies.
What else have we?
That's probably right. BioWare.
Haters
we've,
make us
we've
famous, man.
BioWare.
Haters make us bit. Famous.
Haters. That is a lot of dabbing.
Yeah.
And you should go get that checked.
That's dabbatable.
I almost hate you for saying that.
Yeah,
I know. So, hey. You know how we get all these free games all the time on like Xbox Gold and like Live and stuff like that?
Yes.
Man, that super hot game, I've seen that on like countless number of times on the store and this and that on TV. I never ever knew what it was about. That game
super
is
hot.
Amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
Have you played that?
I have super hot. No, I don't have. I was thinking of Bound. That weird.
That's different.
That
the
weird
dancing one?
Ballerina game.
Yeah, the ribbon dancer.
Yeah. No, that's way different, huh?
Like, yeah,
way, it couldn't.
It's
way
way
couldn't
different.
Be more different.
Yeah. It's
okay,
like
so you need to try Super Hot because it reminds me of the. I think
like
you were
Skyrim.
I think you were playing
Pong.
What were those levels you were playing? I think it was Gears. Mm-hmm. Metal Gear. Remember you played those levels and you had to shoot
the
people?
The VR missions? Oh
the VR
God,
missions?
Dude.
Okay.
Somewhat similar.
It's similar to that.
Ah!
You yeah. only, the people, the bad guys, only move when you move. So you actually have to set yourself up. You shoot and then you have to get out of the way and that's when the bullets move.
Okay.
You can
gotta,
see the bullets. It's unreal.
Ask,
you
I
have to try
ask
it.
You.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do is you need to get super hot VR.
I would like to, knowing what I know now about that game.
Yep.
I have never played that game. I've never played a game like that. I am very impressed with it. And for it to be a free game,
I'm
way
very impressed.
Excited.
You're impressed. Oh, I'm still in the woods here. Okay. Kelly, news.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Go.
All right. News. So we all probably know at this point, or at least heard, that Bethesda's press conference and showcase for
Skyrim.
E3, yes, for Skyrim.
Yes.
Is June 10th.
Yeah.
So what are you expecting out of Bethesda?
That's a loaded question. I had a lot of hope for Bethesda's
E3 last year.
Bethesda's 2018 schedule, and let me say, you know how like when you hear that a company does something and they just come out with a bang? Well, Bethesda, with the announcement of Elder Scrolls Online Somerset Isles, they came out with a humongous thud. I don't give a fuck about that. And I don't see why anybody else does.
We were discussing it the other day. Like, how is that even still going?
To be frankly, I don't know why they're still supporting that game.
There's actually a rumor that they're in development of a Fallout 4 or a Fallout game that's online.
Really?
Yeah.
Another post-apocalyptic game. You know, on PC, there's like 9 million of those.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Remember that game about those settlers in the wasteland?
Yeah.
You know, you remember that Hallmark movie about that woman?
Remember that guy that comes up to
it's
you?
It's the same concept.
I think his name's Prestone.
Prestone.
And he keeps asking you to, like, go to places.
Go do shit.
Well, yeah. The thing is, you can take basically any storyline or any random thing.
Yep.
Hey, you remember that superhero that saved that lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Okay.
But that's the same thing with games. It's just the same shit. So it's the same fucking shit.
Okay. Something that
surprise me, bitches.
I am very passionate about. I feel very strongly about. You guys may have actually seen that posted a status update last night about it. It's not gaming related, but all right. Are you guys gonna go see Avengers?
Yes, I am.
I'd like to.
Have you seen Captain America, the new Civil War movie?
Yes.
All right. Let me tell you what.
Is that the one when Spider-Man came out?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Let me tell you, Civil War and Avengers: Age of Ultron were great movies, but they already just barely had enough superheroes. I think Infinity War is going to have way too many. They're trying to do too much with it.
How many is going to have?
It's going to have all the old Avengers, all the new ones, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, the Guardians of the Galaxy,
the
supporting characters, the entire cast of Black Panther, pretty much.
I do like Doctor Strange.
I know. So do
Benedict
I.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Like, hell yeah. He's a sexy dude.
Come on.
Yeah. Bumble Snoot Cumberbun is amazing.
Dude, I would totally rip his pants off my teeth.
Yeah. But a white boy can't be con. Yep. No, not to mention all those characters, plus all their supporting characters.
So what you're saying is sometimes it's overboard.
No one's going to get enough screen time, I don't think.
What's the
problem? Loki.
Like, what did they decide to... I love that character.
I want them to make a Loki movie.
Yeah.
And he should
standalone.
He could literally be the only guy in the movie, and I would pay top dollar to see it. I'd
see
it 8 times.
He's super awesome. The trickster guy?
He is the definition, like, of a villain, a badass villain.
Yeah.
Although,
and it's funny.
He's not even really a villain.
No, he's not. He's just
misguided.
Yeah, he's like chaotic neutral.
People take him in the wrong way
an odd thing to say.
I'm gonna take you the wrong way in about 10 seconds here.
Good.
Well, the right way. Let's get
so
it
depends on which perspective you look at.
I do like Loki's. But what if they do this, the Civil War?
Yep.
What the fuck do you do after that?
I don't know.
Like, there's no other...
You peaked.
Yeah, you literally peaked.
I mean, it's in two parts.
I know, it's going to be two parts, but
I
mean...
But you're peaking four movies into that.
Yeah.
There's only, been four?
I mean, I know it's... Right, I mean, license-wise, never going to happen, but I would love to see the MCU guys, like, team up with, like, the Netflix, like, you know, Jessica Jones and, fucking Captain America kicking ass next to each other.
Or
Luke Cage.
Jessica Jones and Wonder Woman.
Yeah. That's... Wait, what?
That's Marvel. And,
threw you off a little bit.
That's Marvel and DC.
I actually watched Wonder Woman the other day.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet, but I watched it. It was actually really good.
I actually own Wonder Woman.
I thought that was great.
And I own the new Thor movie, which I hear is amazing.
What, Ragnarok?
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
Of a comedy.
Yeah,
it was literally more of a comedy.
I love it,
but it was great. Jeff, oh my god.
I have a question.
That was fucking hilarious.
I'm probably gonna actually watch it tonight. But is the I saw the whole, you know, the trailers, the Hulk's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is he in there a lot? Like, for did you get a good amount of screen time?
Oh,
good.
Yeah,
good, because like I know
he gets a massive amount of screen time. Actually,
that, like Mark
Ruffalo Ragnarok.
Oh, fuck yeah!
It really
he gets he literally actually kind of some of the funniest parts are with the Hulk,
which is good. Yeah, I
like the last part, for instance. I know.
Yeah, it sucks that Mark Ruffalo isn't getting his own Hulk movie, because I mean, look at Eric Banana,
right.
2003 Hulk movie, and then Edward Norton's 2008 Hulk movie, which I personally really liked.
I didn't mind it.
Edward Norton, I thought, was a strange choice.
That was when he was using that was a strange choice.
I think,
but that was the one where he was using tanks as baseball bats.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, when he grabbed one of them, he was swinging it.
Yeah. My only problem with the 2003 Hulk movie, the one by Ang Lee, I think, is that, A, they made Hulk too big in relation to everything around him.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Can I garbage. Tell you one? And also, Eric Bana's terrible, and I hate him.
Yeah.
Hear that, Eric Bana? I'm calling you out.
Can I? Don't do that. You make him angry.
Yeah. Don't make me hungry.
So I'm going to tell you one thing about Ragnarok, and I don't think it's really, I don't know if it's super relevant. I don't know if it's a spoiler. It's okay. Fine. But in this one, he gets a majority of screen time, actually.
Yeah.
It's literally Thor and Hulk.
Awesome.
Over half the movie.
So basically, he's kind of getting his own movie by proxy.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it.
But in it.
That's kind of cool.
But in it, he was... Up until the point where Thor sees him, he was actually in the Hulk form for 2 years.
That's cool. Yeah.
And then he's got a best friend.
They always,
it was cute.
They it's always, so cute. Hulk and Thor always had this, like, this strange, like, relationship. Even from the first Avengers movie.
It's more of
when they were fighting in the carrier.
Yeah. And you see it. You see it in, like, the trailer, too, when he's like, Hulk, it's me.
I work with that guy. Yeah.
I know this guy. You know? And then... It's funny.
Yeah,
it's
when so everyone expects him to be like, and he's like, yeah.
That whole fight was great.
I also own a...
I want to watch that again.
Oh, wait. I just made myself sad. I own Justice League. Fuck.
I haven't seen that yet.
I have not seen that yet either.
Wait, come on. I really... First of all...
Then again...
Aquaman, okay. Weird. But I do love that character.
Oh, man. Yes.
I love that actor. That's what I meant. The actor. I do love that actor.
When that movie comes out, I want to go see
like, it. Yeah, I'm super into him.
His blue eyes, his long hair. I would climb up that dude.
And Khal Drogo, man.
So good.
I would fuck him in the streets.
Whoa.
I'd watch. I would. I'd join in a little bit, too. I can tell you, I think I'm the only person on the face of the earth that enjoyed Batman versus Superman.
I thought it was okay.
I did not. I turned it off. And I will never watch it.
I thought it was cool, man. I dig Henry Cavill as Superman.
I thought the acting was absolutely horrible.
And honestly, I used to, you know, everybody, the world used to make fun of Ben Affleck, you know?
Yeah,
As an actor, I mean, Reindeer Games, Paycheck, Geely, come on. But ever since he became a director, he's... I don't know what happened. Like, he just came back and fine more style.
Seriously.
Like, The Accountant was an awesome fucking movie.
I don't think I ever saw that one. He's
starting to take his role as a character and as an actor,
he really bleeds it. Like, he's kind of, like, taking his own advice.
Right.
And I thought he made a great Bruce Wayne.
I think he's starting to mature more, too, in what his focus is and what he wants to do, so.
I really like where we're going with this podcast. Like, we're really getting into it, and like, I mean, we're funny sometimes, but like, it's very like very in depth kind of analysis.
I
want to
take a nap.
I like that we're talking about the podcast on the podcast.
I know, very meta, very meta podcast.
We are such millennials.
I think we're more millennials
eating kale
now
in slow motion.
You tried essential oils? For that?
What? I don't even know what that is.
Nobody does. You win!
Essential
Have you tried
oils.
Essential oils for your beard?
Essential oils?
Yeah.
Essential.
Nobody knows what that means.
Essential oils. Okay, let's find out what an essential oil is. A concentrate hydrophobic liquid containing volatile aroma compounds from plants. So you're putting plant sperm on your face.
Yep.
That's what it is. It's plant sperm.
Yeah.
I will tell you that some of these websites
chlorophyll up all
actually
my
look
holes.
Fantastic. One's called Young Living.
Young Living.
And I just don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. What is
Young Living?
Just to let you guys know, this podcast is not brought to you by essential oils. In fact, if you use essential oils, pound your face into a wall. Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by essential oils, whatever the fuck those are. I've got a great radio voice.
This is not.
I should talk like that.
This is not
like, from now on.
Yeah, it is not whack off.
David, now the Nintendo Switch. You're on. I don't want to do that. Dr. Gavin Daytona.
Gavin Daytona.
Yeah. Hey, Tony. So that's funny. Let's talk about Persona 5 now that we're getting towards the end of the podcast.
Yeah,
that
we're winding down. Okay. So to oblige our friends over at Controller Throwers.
Yes.
Check them out on Twitch, by the way.
Yep.
They're hilarious.
They're homies.
Especially during their drinking streams.
They're that thirsty Thursday. Awesome. Yeah.
Thirsty Thursday with twos.
Tasty twos.
I've said it. I mentioned it a couple times on the most recent podcast, but
yeah.
He made the Bloodborne drink. That was phenomenal.
That was amazing.
Phenomenal.
Go find him at his house, wherever he lives, and like.
Don't stalk Toos, please.
Please stalk Toos and make him make you that drink.
Stalk him on Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday.
I thought of that last night. I was waiting to use
That's
it.
That's so good.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
you've just been waiting to use that?
I've been waiting to use
That's
it.
That's hilarious.
I had to write in my chamber.
All right, so to go
yeah,
back
to,
on track.
To oblige Controller Throwers and, you know, of course, Eric, who's been begging me to play Persona 5 for probably
Eric.
The better part of a year.
There we
I know.
Go.
Fucking douchebag.
Fuck
I mean,
that
I love
guy.
Him. I mean, what?
I mean, sandwiches.
Anyway, didn't know what Persona 5 was about at all.
Neither.
I've seen, like, pictures of it. I know my old roommate was into, like, the DS version, I think, of it. I think there was a DS version. He was playing the old, like, Devil Survivor games by Shin Megami Tensei. Like, the real weeb, you know, the weeb games. And, you know, it just didn't look appealing. It just, like, you know, high school simulator. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And
things must have changed
Something changed along the line. Because I got to tell you, after you get past the actual, like, you know, text kind of like RPG part of it where you have to develop your social life.
Right.
You actually, you know, have to kind of up your stats and like knowledge and charm and stuff like that and build your social life. Behind that, the action RPG part is one of the most well-polished, functioning action games I have played in my entire life.
And I love it.
Like, it's
every
amazing because,
it.
Like,
that's
it's
a
kind
really
of like,
tall order.
It's kind of like a during the day, it's kind of like Clark Kent. And then at nighttime, you just fucking just bust out of that fucking phone booth.
Yeah, dude.
And just action.
You
and
just
I'm
go
just
straight
like,
into those palaces
shit.
And your fucking personas for all of the characters
like,
are amazing.
As kind of uneventful as the game seems.
There's so much
there's
to do.
The exact opposite, like, direction of action,
right.
And it's amazing. And I think that, like, especially with you who said that, like, they really just kind of, like, love just action games, and you blow through the dialogue, and you don't really care about the story as much.
Right.
This is
I
one of those
honestly
games.
Think that's it's one of those games that it's not going to bore you, but it's going to evenly pace you. And you're not going to mind.
This game might actually make you care about stories more, too, just because it's such an in-depth story.
Yep.
There are, like, things... Because the way that the game works is you find things out, like, that happened. Like, it's kind of hard to describe what happens, but you just wake up to these interrogation scenes, like, during certain parts.
It's great because, like, it gives you all this... like action with no context up front and you're like, what the fuck happened? And then it kind of is like, oh well, this is where it all began. And then you kind of recount all the events up to where you start the game. And you're just like, oh, okay, it's starting to make sense now.
And then they start to give you these flashbacks of interrogations with the investigator.
Yeah. You ever, and this may be a strange kind of segue question. Did you ever watch the movie Lucky Number 11?
No.
Then my entire point is moot. So, thanks for derailing the whole podcast, and I quit Winterhouse.
So this brings me to something.
If it helps you,
funny,
I've heard of it.
Funny today that when you picked me up and we were in my room and I was just packing all of my stuff up.
Oh yeah,
you, the question you
we're,
asked.
Yeah,
me.
We're talking. So we're talking about, you know, the different characters in the game that you can kind of romance and become, you know, build your bond and become closer.
It's
and,
like
you
a
know,
dating sim.
It's
you,
a lot of things.
Do you really? You get to that point?
I mean, I haven't made it that far.
I would assume that you probably do, yeah.
But, I mean, you can, you know, kind of romance, or you can just go full harem mode and sleep with everybody. as far as Aaron told me.
Yeah.
So you have to, not only do you have to, you know, do the events of the game, but you also have to do them while going to school and maintaining your social life, and you have to do well in school, you have to study to build your knowledge stat up, and the way that you do that is by answering questions, or
in
answering
class.
Test questions in class.
And you have to get them right.
Yeah. So
you don't have to get them right, but
what
it's good
weird,
to get them right.
I know, but
confusing game.
The funny thing is, though, like the mechanics, they sound so strange, but they work so incredibly well together.
They do.
Like, I played the game for 6 hours from like midnight till 6 a.m. Didn't even realize 6 hours had gone by.
It is so easy to blow through
time. I can't remember the last
time
a game made me smile the entire time I was playing it.
And that's exactly what Persona does for me.
And I'm almost afraid that we're overhyping the game for Dave, but I know we're not.
No.
Like,
and well, once me, one of you is finished, I'll check it out.
Let me tell you, the
let me
music,
tell you what, son.
Let me tell you, the music is.
I'll tell you what.
The music
alone is
worth
is
it.
Half the reason I love this
if it's
fucking
not DMX,
game so much.
Bust.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
What a hood. What a hood. What a hood.
Shut it down. DMX. Baby.
Where my dogs at?
Where my dogs at?
What the fuck?
Anyway,
social
so
media.
I was picking Kelly up from work, and he went, you know, to his house to grab his gear and, you know, everything. And I was like, Kelly, I got a question. And I'm like, for the exams and in the question when you're in school, I'm like, do you look those up?
He didn't even get all the way through
yeah,
the question.
I
he
didn't
was
even
like,
get all the way.
I got a serious question for you right now. Do you? And then I was like, oh yeah, I have.
Do you look up the answers to the test? Yeah. And I'm like,
so do I. You answer my fucking question without me even asking it. And then I like literally.
Yeah, I pulled it up. Boom.
I will pull it up right now because I just
it's
leave it
app.
Up.
I will pull up my dick right now.
It's on Safari right here. I like look. There's
there
all,
it is.
There it is. Right?
There it is.
Yep. I just have it up and I keep it up.
So it basically just tells you all the answers you need to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
For each day.
For each day. Yep. It's just, it's such good.
Such good.
Such, it's such good.
I can't even do form
good.
Word make.
Do form word.
Why use many word when few words work? For our office fans in here, you'll know what I'm
like,
talking about.
I feel like most of the people in that one Twitch community we're a part of talk like that.
What
it's like sometimes
community?
They have broken English.
Yeah, that kinda,
and it's just like
get,
so many adjectives or like conjunctions
saying.
And everything.
There are a lot of people from
gone.
Different countries too that watch
I feel
this.
Like a lot of people in the Sony PlayStation community that I'm a part of on Facebook talk like that.
Oh my god.
This game support multiplayer? Question mark.
Multiplayer
and everyone's
support
like,
game?
Fucking Google it, dude. Holy shit! I'm really surprised with the amount of people that like ask me questions on the daily, and I just want to hold up a sign that says Google it.
When
you
people
have a smartphone,
I have
when
an app for you.
Ask.
I have an app for you. Basically, if someone asks a question like that, you basically go into this app and you put in the question. And you share it on that particular post. And what it does is it has a little video that shows this little finger clicking on Google, typing it in, and then clicking search. And it's so passive aggressive. It's hilarious.
Really?
And I got to Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
I think I've used it on you guys a couple times, actually.
I gotta tell you.
Please tell me.
I was playing... On my phone, I was playing Africa by Toto, of course.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be at all times of the day?
My girlfriend was around, and she's just like, I think this song is very overrated. And I just happened to have this pulled up, and as soon as she said it, I just used this app on my phone. Oh, damn it. Oh, that's a fail.
He's trying to show us something, and it's like so anticlimactic.
Oh, yeah. I immediately just went...
Yeah.
And I'm
wait,
like,
what
did you say?
What was that? Everyone say hi to Spooky.
Hey, it's up,
hey,
Spooky.
Hey, how's it going, Spooky?
Hey, you're gonna watch me play some Overwatch after this
with
Overwatch.
Me as a guest.
Overwatch. Oh my god! I know. I've gone to the dark side.
So
I'm so excited.
Do we have any more
see.
Gaming news? Do you have any?
No, I'm good. Done. Okay, so we're at the end of the Winter House podcast number 40.
40. 40. This is really, really important that we have 40 podcasts.
Is it though?
I honestly never thought that we'd make it past three.
It's almost
not
been...
because of lack of quality, lack of
did
motivation.
You say three?
I never thought we'd make it past three podcasts.
Three podcasts.
Three.
I think you and I did actually the first three.
No, we did the first one.
Oh, was it only one?
And
then we had
awful. It was on the blue snowball in my
in
bedroom
your room with the fucking dog barking next door.
Yep. And then
that.
For the second one, we had Kelly come over.
Yeah.
And he got us all sorted.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, hey, you got to do it this way. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
And you just became part of Winter House.
Yeah.
So
whoever knew that the audio guy could be a
Spooky,
nerdy
yes.
Too.
Go ahead and share some news if you would like.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait to hear
please.
This.
Please.
He's like, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just share it right up.
If
my
it's
butthole.
About Fortnite or something, then stop typing.
Yeah. But realistically, we have been chatting here for about an hour. And I don't know if you're going to have more news than what we've already gone through.
You literally have 5 seconds before we start.
What if it's just like groundbreaking and then it just makes you eat your words?
5, 4, 3. Spooky, your words. Well, we'll definitely see what Spooky has to say.
Yeah. Let's see what he has to say.
I'm pretty excited. I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty excited about tomorrow.
She.
I know a lot of people aren't gonna.
Him, her.
You know what the hell we're talking about.
He.
But we're having a pop up event tomorrow, and it should be
a
lot of fun.
I'm having
a
pop up event right now. You're gonna give me a pop up locker.
I think that would just be a hammer. You've got mail. Ow, it hurt.
Hey,
okay, so Spooky said I started streaming this week. That's very cool.
Really?
I don't have a schedule, but I plan to stream as much as possible. Spooky,
hey,
that's fantastic.
Cool.
We're going to add you to our list of super cool
Yep,
dads.
We're definitely going to go ahead and follow you if we don't already.
Yeah, we will follow you. If we don't already, I apologize.
Yeah. And we're going to go ahead and definitely start streaming, which I don't really, only one person listening right now, but I do want to kind of state personally on my end, I'm going to make a greater effort to watch other streamers when I'm not streaming.
Yes, because we found a fantastic way to do so.
And that's actually, I'm glad you said that. That's why I'm kind of making a segue into the, we do have a great new tool. It's probably not new to anyone else, but it's new to us.
It's like
so,
KD mod or something like that. Multi-stream. KD
allows
mod.
Us to watch multiple people streaming at a time.
Yes.
Holy and last night we watched Controller Throwers, Floppity Penguin, Evening Panic, and
Game Lag. At the same time.
It was awesome. And the great thing is you can go into each, like for each one, you can go into the chat. You can turn the audio, toggle the audio on and off for each as you like. And it's
awesome.
It's great.
And with that said, Kelly, when you're not streaming and we're streaming, you should be watching us. You never really do.
Honestly? Oh, calling him out.
Hey, I do sometimes.
I notice these things and I'm like, what's Kelly doing? Same thing with Eric. We're going to call Eric out too.
Dude,
well,
when
the thing
not
is,
streaming,
I can call Eric out.
In bed or like eating and then going to bed because
you know
I have
what,
to
dude?
Get up so early.
Yeah, if you get like a laptop, you put your laptop in the kitchen. Leave it running. Just go to bed. That's what we do.
Or actually, you probably don't have to have it in the kitchen while you go to bed.
Well, I mean, light. I don't know if the light. I don't know if the light would bug him.
I don't know if there's a way.
Let's put
it.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
You can probably change the power settings. You can probably just turn the stream on and close your laptop.
Yeah, there you go.
Without having it go to sleep mode, or I don't know if you can turn the monitor part of your iMac off.
Yeah, we don't know how iMacs work.
Yeah, we haven't invested the time.
Wait, they don't call them
iMacs anymore, do they?
I don't know.
That's an old thing. I like it. iMacs.
iMacs.
I think it's turning the brightness level down to zero.
Yeah, I don't really have a good reason to not stream because, you know, like when I'm home and not doing anything, I got dually monitored, so I'm gaming on one, and I'm usually just got Pornhub on the other one. You know,
I figure instead of jacking
it to Pornhub, I can just jack it to controller throwers.
Or game lag.
I'll play my own Jackbox party game.
It's called Jack in the Box.
Jack in the pants, I guess.
The new game for today is called Krusty Sock.
Oh, new game?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You've been playing that game for years.
Yeah, that's exactly. Not new,
Tony. Oh, my God. Okay, so I need to go to bed.
Yeah,
but I need to tear a couple things down for our event tomorrow.
Yep.
Spooky.
You want to tell them
Tony's going to be playing soon, but... What?
Kelly, you want to tell them about our event tomorrow?
Do it.
Hey, yeah, we have a pop-up market tomorrow with Pine State Con. Yeah. And we are going to be doing an Overwatch tournament.
One versus one competition.
Oh, my God.
It's either going to be really great or it's going to be a disaster. We've never run a tournament before. We're bringing other stuff as a backup.
And we have if it fails, we know how to laugh about it. Yes, none of the three of us, and that's why Tony and I are kind of jumping into that tonight. Yep. We've never, any of us, ever played Overwatch.
I have a question. Can you? You said it's 100%.
No, wait, that's a lie. I played it tonight.
You said it's 100% online.
Yeah,
you can't even play with bots. Really? That sucks.
Disappointment level?
That really sucks. I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
But
you're gonna die a lot.
I will tell you, the characters on there, they're actually pretty fucking dope.
You got some tiggle bitties?
They should make a cartoon out of it. I would watch the cartoon.
Really?
I would.
Wow.
Because some of the characters on there are fucking cool. Never mind.
You literally made Dave speechless.
Good.
He's never speechless. Listen to the podcast. Aside from the last one. He's never speechless any of the
time. Spooky said, I told you I stayed for the D.
That's right.
GG.
Yeah, all right.
I'll take it.
Okay,
well.
Consider that a win.
We need to shut down the...
Yeah, shut it down!
Shut it down!
Oh!
We need to shut down the podcast. Tony's going to stream for a little bit tonight. Yep. And
to my chagrin.
Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
My white ass will be in the background.
And it's true. His white ass will be in the background.
you can just put me anywhere. I'll shake my junk any old place.
Yeah. I generally take my shirt off during Tony's streams and like to get naked.
Okay, to shake it like a salt shaker, right. But you've never seen me shake a salt shaker.
Okay, in my defense, I have never asked you to do that.
Wait, to do what?
To take your shirt off during my stream. That's not what you said last night.
That was CP. That was we were somebody
at
else.
I was at my own home last night, and you were in your own home, as far as I know.
That's not
frankly, I've never asked you to do that. I think it's super weird.
Who do you think was lying next to you last night?
Not to sound like a stalker, but I think your bedroom furniture looks great from the yard.
You smell really good.
Do you smell different
when you're awake.
You smell better while you're asleep.
All right, we're going to go.
All right.
Thank you very much, Spooky. We'll catch
Thanks
you on a little bit later.
Thanks for checking in with us.
Wait. Spooky just said you want to know something.
I want to know something. What's that, Spooky?
We're waiting right now so patiently.
Stare into the camera and make her nervous.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock,
tick-tock, tick-tock. I've got another original for you.
I just took a shower and never changed. Wait,
what?
Clothes in the shower?
Did you change into the clothes that you were wearing before
you took a shower?
Wait, you
took your clothes off, took a shower, and put your same clothes back on?
You took a shower in your clothes and stayed in your clothes?
I've done that. I'm not in my clothes. No, wait. Not in my clothes, but took my clothes off. Took a shower and put my same clothes back on.
Oh.
I mean...
I've done that.
If they're not dirty clothes, I don't see any as long as that would be bad.
I mean, as long as I don't fart in my pants, I'll be fine.
Fart in your pants?
That's a big. Who doesn't do that?
That's a big determining factor.
No, where else do you fart?
You pull your pants down, fart, and say, okay, I'm in the clear.
All right.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm
crisis
sorry.
Crisis averted.
We went straight into assumptions here.
Okay.
Before the rest of the story.
So did you
Spooky just told me, no, I mean, I never put on my clothes again.
Ah, so you're in the news.
So you're naked right now.
Send Tony pictures or it didn't happen.
What the fuck? I like how we just start. I'm gonna die. I like how we just assume that you put the clothes back on and all this other shit.
So
that's how
Dave,
conspiracy
theory
Dave
go.
Just shits his pants, so that's why he like yeah. can't put on
just,
the same pants again.
I let
after
it roll
the
down the leg and put it in my sock.
So that's treat for later. I carry around a wet paper bag, and I'm not gonna let one rip. I just kind of just give it the
bag.
Old hot air balloon treatment, and then when people really piss me off, I'm just like, ha!
Do you light it on fire first?
Oh my god!
Exactly.
Oh my god!
Exactly. burning dog poo and the human response.
Oh my god! She said you're going shirtless, and I'm one step ahead of you, and then she slapped us all in the heads. SMH.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go,
okay.
I'll go shirtless right
I'm like
now.
Super tired, so yeah. I'm going to go.
I know, you won't stop talking about it.
Dude.
All right, we're ending. Three, yes. two, one. Shut it down.
I didn't hit the button.